Chapter 4. Quasimodo at the Court of Justice. We will now return to 1482, to the Feast of Fools celebrations, when Quasimodo had been chosen to be King of Fools. We know Esmeralda was attacked by two men, and one of them was Quasimodo. We know that a group of soldiers, led by Captain Phoebus, had saved Esmeralda, and that she had disappeared into the night, followed by her faithful goat. By the time the soldiers arrived, the man with Quasimodo was gone. Nobody knew who he was, because he had been dressed completely in black, and his face had been covered. Therefore, only Quasimodo was left in the street with the soldiers. He was surrounded and couldn't escape. The soldiers tied him with strong ropes and dragged him along the street until they arrived at the Court of Justice. Quasimodo didn't even try to escape anymore. He went with the soldiers silently and didn't look at all the curious people following him. In the court, the soldiers guarded him carefully because they were afraid he might do something violent. Then Quasimodo was brought before the judge. The judge began to read the complaints against Quasimodo from a piece of paper on his desk.
"Do you know why you are here, hunchback?" the judge asked.
Quasimodo naturally couldn't hear anything and therefore didn't answer.
"It's written here that you did some very bad things," the judge continued. "You caused a disturbance. You attacked a gypsy woman, and then you tried to resist the soldiers who caught you. What do you want to say now?"
Quasimodo hadn't heard a word, and he just stood silently and didn't look at anyone. The judge became more and more agitated.
"Why don't you answer me?" he shouted.
Finally, someone in the room shouted,
"The hunchback is completely deaf. He can't hear anything."
"He's deaf because he's been ringing the bells of Notre Dame Cathedral for many years," someone else explained.
"That is not an excuse for his crimes," exclaimed the judge angrily. "I sentence him to be beaten in order to teach him a lesson he won't forget. Take him to the Place de Grève and put him on the high platform there for all the people to see him. Then beat him without mercy for 1 hour and leave him suffering there for another hour after that."
Quasimodo was put on a wagon and led through the streets again. But this time, he wasn't the King of Fools. On that occasion, Quasimodo had been happy in his special clothes. Then he had worn a crown on his head and had been carried by 10 men. Now he was tied with strong ropes and guarded by soldiers. Many people followed this procession. They laughed and shouted funny things along the way. It was entertainment for them to see someone being beaten.